Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, we think, is Elliot Shoreparks. Is Elliot Shoreparks. Elliot's call-in is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Hi, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
We're awesome.
What up, B?
Playoff fever, Elliot, or what?
You feel it?
Oh, how could I not be? I'm down here at the NovaCare. They got DMX in the hype video, 11 out of 10 on my... Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm ready to go.
Oh, I have not listened to the hype video yet. Is that the music they're using?
You were the first person I thought of when I heard the song. Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't.
Oh, I've not listened to it. I've seen it, but I haven't listened to it yet. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, when Elliot said that, I was like, wait a minute, DMX can't be in the, he died.
Right,
but,
yes.
But you mean music.
Yes.
What song?
I know.
We're pushing it, yeah.
Crushing.
I know the song, but it's not. I can't think of the name.
We got to ask Broads next time, I guess.
Yeah, you didn't even know that was X going to give it to you. Yo, it's dark in hell, it's hot.
Okay, all right.
That was a good Broads.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds nothing like Broads. It kind of sounds like a surfer version of Broads, but that's my Broads.
We need honest Broads.
Yeah, honest Broads.
AI could handle that. But
all right, Elliot. I'm going to go through injury stuff with you because this is, you know, we were going into this playoff game and we were like, wow, look at how healthy we are. And it seems a little more shaky than it seemed maybe a week ago. So A.J. Brown didn't really practice last week. He didn't practice. He barely practiced on Wednesday. He didn't practice yesterday. And I assume he didn't practice today because of the knee. You spoke to him in the locker room just now after practice. What was his thoughts on playing Sunday and how the knee is?
So he says he's good to go. He'll play on Sunday. I asked him if this was a new knee injury that he suffered at practice on Wednesday. And he said, no, this is something he's been dealing with. You know, he said that this is something that they've had a plan with. It doesn't sound like that plan started on Wednesday. It sounds like maybe this was a multi-week thing. Remember, he's been dealing with a bit of a knee injury since the Dallas game. So I think this is probably related to that. Now, he was out at practice today, so I wouldn't be so sure that he's not a full participant in practice today. We'll find out when the injury report comes out in a little bit. But just being there talking to AJ, the vibe I get is he's definitely – hurt. Like, he is dealing with a knee injury. There's been times this year where AJ's been dealing with something and I've talked to him at his locker and it didn't seem like it was bothering him. I don't think this is bothering him, like, to the extent where he'll be, you know, like, not himself on Sunday, but I think he's definitely dealing with something going into this game.
Yeah, the thing that made me not feel like it was their plan was the fact that he came out to practice on Wednesday and he left after 10 minutes.
Yep. So he actually addressed that today, and it sounds like he wasn't even supposed to be at practice. Like, he just got on the bus and rode over there, and I guess maybe at that point they were like, no, like, you shouldn't be out here. So it doesn't sound, which I think this is good news, like he went out to practice Wednesday, you know, landed the wrong way or did something and it made it worse. I think this is just something he's been dealing with.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to ask him about the Slim Reapers back.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
yep.
Smitty. Smitty didn't practice today. Is that anything that we should be concerned with?
You know, I think it's in a similar vein to AJ where the expectation is he will play on Sunday. Devontae actually talked earlier in the week. He didn't talk today or or was in the locker room, so no, have no update from him on how his back is feeling. He had back tightness. They want to be cautious with him. I think the overall thing, and this would probably apply to AJ too, but with Devontae, is these are two injuries that, you know, I think are fairly easily flared back up in a game, like back tightness, knee soreness. So the concern, I don't think, is going into the game, where at the start, I think they'll be fine when they start the game on Sunday. It's just when your two best receivers are going into a game with, like, muscle injuries, for lack of a better term, I would just be nervous, you know, if something happens in the game.
Do we know what the AJ knee thing is?
Like, no, not specifically.
What? Okay, no. So we don't know if it's a bruise or a tendon or
right.
Like, we have no idea what it is, right? Okay.
Well, no,
it was a knee. I don't remember. It was a knee last year, right? That kept him out of the Tampa game.
Was, yeah. Yeah.
So he's actually had knee injuries. When the Titans traded him, there was some talk that part of the reason they traded him is because they had long-term concerns about his knee injury. I think he had surgery on both of his knees one off season. So knee injuries are something he's dealt with before. Obviously, since he got here, I think he's missed, you know, like 4 or 5 games in 3 years. So it hasn't been an issue. But when you take into account his history with knee issues, the fact that earlier in the season he left a game feeling fine and then it started to hurt on Wednesday, I do understand why you would, if you're the Eagles, you would probably just be like, no, don't practice this week just to make sure you feel better for Sunday.
I think this is all karma because we were so celebrating our health while watching Detroit's injuries, and now it feels like our quarterback or two wide receivers. So all right,
good thing they didn't go for the record, right? They're nice and healthy going into this one.
Yeah, stop it.
Way to bring it back.
Well, imagine what would have happened if they played, huh?
Maybe they'd be hurt. Who knows?
Yeah. All right, I can't stand you, Elliot. So that brings us to the quarterback. So Jalen Hurts officially out of concussion protocol as of today, and I assume he was a full go at practice today as well.
Yeah, that would be the assumption. He was a full practice participant in practice yesterday. He was officially cleared this morning. I think he's talking to the media any minute here. So he's all good to go. He had the two different color Jordans on at practice. He's very much back to being a regular Jalen. So, you know, seems like going into Sunday, he's good.
He's back to being regular.
Well, that was a great line. That feels like something I would have said. Not because it was great, because it was sarcastic. And
He has the two Jordans on. I'm a fan of the two Jordans. So yeah. I was just saying, little antidote there.
Oh, yeah, let me ask you. We focus so much on the offense defensively. N'Kobe Dean. What's he been like this week at practice? Has he been a full participant? I know he's coming off what do you have?
It was an abdomen injury.
Yeah, injury. So yeah. So what's he been like this week?
He seems good to go. Talking to him in the locker room. He's excited for the game on Sunday. There's no real mention of the injury. You don't see him wrapped up or anything like that. And it's a good question because he's a really important player in this game. As much as we've talked about Jordan Love's elbow and Christian Watson not being out there, the sense I get just from being down here all week is their focus is on the run game. They're going to shut down the run and see if Jordan Love can beat them with his arm. And N'Kobe's a huge part of that. Not just against the run with Josh Jacobs, but if they try to get Jacobs the ball in the flat, there were a few times in week one against Green Bay where he did a great job, getting out in the flat and making a tackle. Almost had that pick six, if you remember, against Green Bay. So N'Kobe's a crucial player this week, and I sense that he's fine and good to go.
All right. And, you know, so everyone, when I say everyone, Kellen Moore was asked about rust and Nick Sirianni was asked about rust with Jalen. Jordan Mailata said he was good at practice. And they say, well, they're not worried about rust. That has to be not true, right? I mean, there has to be, I guess concern is a weird word because what are you going to do about it? But there has to be a little bit of concern with Hurts and the fact that he hasn't really played very much football in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think just from what they've said this week, like they feel like Jalen had a good week of practice. He's looked sharp. I don't know how you coach around rust. I mean, you could maybe early in the game get him a few easy completions. Maybe don't throw it 50 yards down the field on the first play of the game. So there's that. I think they're leaning on the fact that, for the most part, these guys have got a ton of reps together in practice all year. Now, my opinion of it would be, I think it's absolutely fair to be nervous about it. He hasn't played in, you know, basically a month, if you exclude the two series he was out there against Washington. AJ's hurt. Devontae's hurt. The Packers are one of the quickest starting teams in the league. So one concern I have for this game is, if they start slow and the Packers come out quick, because the Packers could have been up like 21-0 in that first game in week one against Brazil. Like, is the link going to get super tense? Is it going to get ugly? Are people going to start to panic? So I think the concern about Russ is real going into this game.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be there. I would caution everybody to just be a little patient.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. 4 o'clock Eagles game? I'm sure they'll be totally patient, actually.
Yeah.
I imagine that the way we'll be able to describe
it. At least give us
lane.
Two series. Oh, yeah. Give us two drives.
Yeah. I think the best way to describe the crowd of the link on a playoff Sunday at 4 o'clock against the Packers is patient. They're just going to wait and see.
Yeah. Right. I think he'll get like two throws, let alone two drives. It's important to start quickly, for sure.
Okay.
Elliot, before we get your thoughts on the game itself, the Eagles had six total all-pro selections, but only two on the first team. The two on the first team, Saquon Barkley and Zach Bond. Now, we know Saquon Barkley is under contract the next 2 years. Zach Bond is not. If you had to give percentage chance that the Eagles pay up and keep Zach Bond, what do you think that percentage is?
Like 99.9.
Really?
I think the only way they don't pay Zach Bond is if another team makes a stupid offer and just gives him so much money. Now, obviously, Zach Bond right now in his career, like, he should take the most money, right? He's not, like, made a ton of money in his NFL career, so this is his first big payday. But I know making All-Pro obviously impacts it on how people view him or, the, you know, other teams around the league will, but he's still going to be 28 years old. He's been good for one season. If you just look around the league, 28-year-old linebackers don't get paid a lot of money. So I think he'll get probably around $10 million a year, maybe nine, and I think they'll pay him. So, yeah, I think he'll be back.
Just $10 million, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, and $10 million is not too shabby.
It's not too shabby, but it would put him like 10th or 11th highest paid linebacker in the NFL.
I don't think he's going to get one of these deals where it's like, oh, you know, it's the highest paid linebacker in the league, or he's top three. Like, maybe he gets close to top five just because it's free agency. But his age really matters here. Like,
it
a lot
does.
Of linebackers that get big money are like 24 years old. So the fact he's on the older side, he'll still obviously, again, $10 million is probably more than he's made in his whole career so far. But I am very confident Zach Bond will be back.
All right, Elliot, yep. How do you see this game going on Sunday? I don't know if you do your official prediction in like some tweet with an image or something, but this is playoff time. We're the afternoon show. We're the big dogs. We need something out of here.
Yeah.
I'll have it on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Threads for you guys Saturday morning. But I'll give you guys a sneak peek. So I think they win the game. I think they win it 27-24. I think Jake Elliott kicked a game-winning field goal. My opinion on this game is I think the Eagles are a better team. I think they have better players. But I think the Packers have enough individual talent where if the Eagles don't bring their A game, they could definitely keep it close. I'm not really worried about Jordan Love. I think there's a shot he'll make three or four throws in the game that'll keep things interesting. But his accuracy is not very good. He's not very consistent. The receivers, I think, without Christian Watson are manageable. And if they're going to spend all week focusing on the run, I'd be pretty surprised if the Packers run all over them. So I think it'll be a little on the lower scoring side. I don't think the Eagles get in the 30s. But ultimately, I think they win the game.
All right. Well, you can get the Go Birds podcast, which comes out twice a day now, I believe, at least during weekdays.
That's more, right. More content. Yeah. More.
Content. King of content.
That's what everybody wants.
Elliot Shorepark. You can get it in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, Elliot. Thanks as always, man.
All right, brother. See you Sunday. Dress warm.
I can't wait. Oh, don't worry. I'll be ready. I'll talk to you guys.
So Jalen's talking right now. Do you want to hear it? Do we want to?
Sure. Okay. We haven't heard from QB1 in a few weeks.
So why don't you tell everybody about Verizon, and then we will hear from Jalen.
Sounds good. The Super Bowl is right around the corner. So what's your plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year? Or are you ready to step it up a little bit and try something even better? Now, I'm talking about Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. It's at Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th. It's a Super Bowl experience like no other. You'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history, meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing game day bites. Super Bowl only comes once a year, everybody, so you got to be here. Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. Let's go. Tickets are limited. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. So see VerizonFanFest.com for more details.
All right. So we haven't heard from Jalen since the Friday before the Commanders game, and he's talking now. Here it is.
You had the concussion until you got cleared.
Just obviously being out of routine.
been out of routine. You go through a routine every day, and being out of that is challenging. I'm obviously dealing with different symptoms. Ain't fun either.
Have you ever suffered a concussion before?
No, sir.
Were you scared?
I have faith. Everything's fine.
And how long did it take for you to kind of feel right?
For me to clear protocol, so I'm great now.
When you suffered the concussion, it looked like you were trying to get back on the field and then went in the tent, then tried to get back on the field again. What happened in that moment?
So far, long ago, I don't really remember. I'm good now, though. Getting ready for a playoff game, big wild card game that we got to go get.
How do you feel physically? You've had, from what we know, you've had a couple of weeks kind of off. You didn't do stuff. Does your arm feel stronger? Do your legs feel fresh? Does your body feel better?
I feel ready to go.
You mentioned the routine not being there. What's it been like this week, kind of, I guess, getting back into that routine a little bit?
Yeah, it's been fun. Been fun being around the guys. It's really the main thing there. This team, these guys are a big part of my routine. It's just being around them and talking ball and getting better. So that's been fun. It's been a great week.
Is that one of the hardest parts, you think, is kind of being away from the guys?
Being away from the guys, being away from the game, being able to challenge yourself to progress and get better. I'm aware that the last game that I've played, is the Pittsburgh Steelers in fullness, and so I think that's a good note to leave on. We just want to build off of where we left. Into this game, also. Going into this game and playing this team, because that's the main thing, the team we're about to play. Obviously, we've gone through 3 weeks of coach coming up here and saying he's still in protocol, and now he's saying that he's not in protocol anymore. So I don't think there's anything else to talk about with that. I'm thankful that the refs and everyone did what they were supposed to do in that time. They made the right decision in that moment, and I'm thankful and blessed for that, and now I'm ready to go. And I think we move forward to the Green Bay Packers, playing the team that we played before. This is a team that I feel like you played so long ago in its own little season in Brazil. The reality is we've seen how we've evolved and we've progressed over the year. And so I think in all three phases we're a whole different team. We're not the same team that they saw in Brazil. Terms of how efficient we've been in the run, how deadly Saquon has been, and how we've been able to play really good defense. And so, it'll be a great challenge for us seeing a different team, if you will, but also them seeing a different team as well. And we got to go out there and compete and play good ball.
Not having AJ or Devontae for certain practices this week mean anything in terms of preparation for Sunday?
I think it, anytime guys aren't there, in actuality, it does mean something. But ultimately, the trust and faith you have in everyone that's here, that always remains.
One of the changes for the Packers is Edgerrin Cooper getting into the starting lineup at linebacker. What does he bring to the table? What kind of difference does he make to that unit overall?
Lots of speed, flies around. All of the linebackers fly around. And their defensive backs fly around as well. They play what they play well. Great vision, defense. And then, obviously, the front seven has always been really good. So we gotta be on our P's and Q's as normal and play clean, play sound, fundamentally sound football.
Jalen, in the past, when you missed a game or two, when you came back, did you ever feel rusty, or is that not really a thing?
No.
These past 3 years, the context entering the postseason has been different each time. How would you say the team is and you are kind of big picture going into the playoffs?
The only big picture is now. What's in front of us? The week's still not over. I know you guys are seeing me on a different day of the week, but still preparing. Obviously, continue to stack hay into the barn until it's time to go. And just taking it one day at a time.
How much studying were you able to do even before you guys
knew that you'd be playing the Packers this week. I mean, were you able to do any of that stuff on your own before being able to come back?
I wasn't able to, no. I wasn't.
This is a defense that tested you in the passing game first time around. What do you see it in that regard this time around?
As far as?
Passing game, or like what things you learned from, you know, going against the Packers first time and going in this game?
I mean, they're a really good defense, got great players. We just got to play clean football when we play a team like that.
There's a couple of young players on defense who are going to be experiencing playoff football here in Philly for the first time out there. How would you describe that to them, playing at the Link in the playoffs, home field advantage here?
Just own the moment and dominate your box. That's all that we ask of everyone. That's all that I ask of everyone. It's a great opportunity, obviously, you know, everything that we've been able to accomplish this year, but it means nothing at this point. And so you have to take it one day at a time, truly, take it a day at a time, obviously, and go give it your best.
What does getting Dallas back do to the pass offense and also the run offense, the run game?
Yeah, we'll see. Got a lot of confidence in Dallas.
I think we got what we needed there, Fran. Thank you. So, you know, the thing I took from that, two things, actually. First of all, we have serious Jalen back.
Jalen, locked in.
Yeah, locked in, serious Jalen. The two things I took. One, I'm just judging by the way he was talking about it. It did seem like the concussion was serious, and he... I don't want to overestimate it, but he felt it. You know
yes.
what I mean? Like, this was not a
this
small
idea
thing.
That, yeah, he's been healthy for 2 weeks and they just didn't want him to practice or anything.
Yeah, I don't want to say he sounded, scared isn't the right word, but he sounded affected by what happened.
Yeah.
You know, they asked him if he was scared about it, but he didn't really answer, but it definitely sounded like it was a serious thing,
yep.
which, and concussions are. The second one was...
Real quick.
Yeah.
Because he could have very easily, and I've been in this position as a player, to where you downplay it.
Right.
To where you make it as if, you know, I was good. You know, they just with precautionary reasons or what have you. But, no, he sounded as if, man, he really wasn't himself for a few weeks there.
And the other thing, and I suppose he has to say this, but they asked him if he was able to do any studying on his own, and he said no.
Right.
Now, he's not allowed to be in meetings or anything like that. I guess he's not allowed to do football things.
Right.
My gut would be he's not sitting at home not looking at the stuff, but that is something to just not even be involved. We knew he wasn't in the meetings.
Maybe he was sitting at home not looking at anything.
Because maybe he was in bad shape for a little while, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't see him at all. This is the first time he's talked since then. So,
so
there he is, Jalen Hurts. All right, back to your calls. Are you nervous about the game on Sunday? I am. Ike, of course, thinks I'm a coward.
Well,
215, as usual. Here we are. We're back. 215-592-9494. So your calls on Sunday's game. I think people are taking the Packers lightly. I think they're the fourth best team in the NFC, not the seventh best team in the NFC. And we have a real game on Sunday. And coming up next, of course, it's home. Well, I guess we have the forecast whether it's home or away. But he's back.
Hey.
Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, this is Eminem, Ike.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's my dog right there. Love me some Eminem, man.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a great all-time pump-up song.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Lose Yourself?
Yes,
absolutely.
Man, and that Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
That was an all-time great.
Now, speaking of pumped up, one guy who's always pumped up is, unfortunately, Tornado Shapiro.
I love you, and you know that.
There he's good. Tornado, stop talking to your lover. You're back for the playoffs, I guess. Tornado?
Bundle up, friends. Hat, scarf, gloves. Me, I like to cut the tips off the glove just in case my fingers have to spring into action.
No, we're not doing this already.
Damn, already?
And electric blanket's not a bad idea either. I like any blanket that I'm under. It's electric, baby. It's January. It's playoff football. It's hitting season. It's Tornado Shapiro's season. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Some people up their game in the snow. Shady McCoy, Steve Van Buren, Tornado Shapiro. God, I love the snow. We had a news gal out of WWWI81TV. Slushy Susie was her name. You know, we build a snowman, throw in a pipe, two buttons for the eyes. Boy, did she love to work that carrot. Come on.
Oh, no.
With my reputation, most weather gals expect 6 to 12 inches from tornadoes.
Of snow. Of snow.
And that's in the middle of July. Little Christmas in July gift from moi. By the way, I never wear snow pants. Take too long to pull off. Sometimes you have to spring into action quickly.
Oh, really?
But I will be wearing my long johns with the peekaboo flap, just in case I feel a little cheeky.
All right. Can you just stop?
But there's, we're getting excited for this weekend. There's history here.
Yeah.
You take 4 and 26.
You mean Freddie Mitchell's catch?
No, once at the Latin Casino, four gals, all 26 years old. I yelled out to Wayne Newton, "Donk a Shane, pal." Yes, Freddie, the girls thank God for my hands.
All right, yeah.
Last time Green Bay came to Philly for a playoff game, we had a time of it. Myself, Ike Reese, John Belaris, and Big Al Meltzer. We went over to the Packers Hotel and mooned Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Wasn't all it was cracked up to be. And Rodgers was still asleep in his chamber with Shailene Woodley.
Really?
That was the same game Rodgers was wearing mittens, so you couldn't tell which teammate he was pointing his fingers at. Come on.
There you go.
There you go.
Love playing in the cold, in the snow. I remember a weather gal, Penelope Precip. I met Penny in a snow fort. We were surveying each other's forecasts, and all of a sudden, Ike Reese shows up with Lynn Abraham and a Ben Franklin impersonator. We played spin the bottle till the hypothermia set in. I tell you, a penny saved was a penny earned that night. Hello!
You and I get a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of
on.
Rendezvous, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Could you just give us the forecast?
You can't even hold it together.
Okay, Tornado.
All right, we got temperatures much milder on Sunday, all the way up to a balmy 40 degrees, but dipping by nightfall, partly cloudy, 3% chance of precip, but with those temperatures just above freezing, you can count on anything from flurries to mists.
Right, there we go.
Drizzles, spittle, expectorate. Frozen rain crystals, it'll creep up to a 50% chance of all of the above. Bring a slicker. Save your family. We got a 50-50 shot, friends. Outro music, please.
There's no outro music.
No outro.
Once again, 3% chance of precip, so 50-50 shot of rain. You? Wait, man. It was you? Al Meltzer, John Belaris, mooning Aaron Rodgers, and then you were with Lynn Abraham and a Ben Franklin impersonator mooning Aaron Rodgers. Man, you have a lot of stories you haven't told on
man,
the air.
Man, I know, man. Some of these are supposed to be kept a secret.
Yeah, you and Tornado really ran together back in the day.
He really reminisces a lot.
Yes. 6 to 12 inches of snow.
Of snow.
I just want to be clear. It was of snow. All right. Are you nervous about the game on Sunday? You should be.
Oh, man.
You should be. After hearing Jalen, I'm actually a little more nervous, to be honest with you.
He made you more nervous.
He did, because I was hoping. I was denying all the stuff about, they just kept him out. I thought it was real. But, man, it, like, he...
I know he has a he can be that guy sometimes, mm-hmm. right? He can be short. He can be sort of, without a lot of emotion. I've heard him that way before. I guess there was part of me that just didn't want to hear him that way today. You know, like just him, it doesn't matter. But I guess from my own sort of confidence and feel good and all that sort of stuff. But you know, it's business time. He doesn't have a lot of time to sit and talk right. to the media, I guess. But yeah. I guess I just would have loved to hear a smile or a chuckle or something. I don't know. It just made me nervous. The entire press conference made me nervous.
Maybe he's in his Mamba mode.
Could be.
Where he's like, he's locked in. It's playoff time and he's focused. I hope that's what it is. Right?
I noticed you said Mamba mode, not Zero Dark 30 LeBron mode.
No, we don't do that.
Okay, yes. All right.
Yeah, we don't do Zero Dark 30 LeBron.
All right, 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Andy?
What up, Andy?
Ike, you are a fair and just man. I nominate you for the Supreme Court.
with Hugh? Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has to. Right is right.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I know. You've been trying to weasel out of it. I've been on him all week, so thank you, Ike.
Yes.
Can I buy you a shot, Ike Juice?
Yeah, for
just
sure.
For you.
I'll be down there Monday. Meet me at Chickie's.
Fran, Ike Juice.
You've been drinking at Ike Juice.
You weren't sure.
I wasn't sure.
Right. I got it. Because he said he wanted to buy you a shout out. He didn't ask for one. But
gotcha.
Anytime the phrase Ike Juice comes out over the air, I think we hit the thing. Moving forward.
I love Spike, man.
Yeah.
He's on it.
So, what do you think about the game, Andy?
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. I'm actually mad now when you said it's like a 51-49 ESPN has it at. What would it be if it were in Green Bay? I mean, they would probably have Eagles as dogs, I guess, then.
Well, maybe not dogs. It would probably be pretty close. So it's up to – it opened at 3.5. My guess is if it opened up in Green Bay, Eagles probably would have been – it either would have been a pick or Eagles would have been a half point or a point favorite. But it's all the way up to 5.5. And Costas was on early and thought it might get to 6, which I think is – actually crazy. I think a touchdown, I think 6 points is crazy actually.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I can't see it being more than a touchdown. I think Elliott's going to play a big part in this week. I think he's going to have a clutch field goal that's going to, keep him in it.
I thought you meant Elliott Shore Parks.
Yeah, at first I did too. I was like, what?
Yeah. I was like, oh no. If Elliott has a big, big role in this game, I think we're in trouble. Yeah.
By the way, who was it? Simple Jack? What's Jack's new guy?
Oh, Honest Jack.
Oh,
right.
Honest Jack.
Yeah. We need one of Elliott, too. Elliott Shore Park.
Well, we don't.
I want to hear that.
Yeah, so the trouble is, so if you didn't hear yesterday, we developed since we don't have Jack this week as he's on paternity leave, we have an AI program here, and we're able to create a thinking version of Jack that is unable to lie. So we call him Honest Jack. We had him on yesterday. I think the problem with an Honest Elliot, and we found this out during Lie Detector Day, is that there almost is no such thing as Honest Elliot. Like, the lie detector couldn't even figure out whether he was being honest or not. So I don't even know if there is an Honest Elliot.
I think your head would explode even sooner talking to him.
Honest Elliot? Yeah, I don't think I need Honest Elliot. I think we're good just with Honest Jack. So, all right, so you think it's going to be a close one? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I was thinking, like, 27-21.
Yep.
But I'm not nervous. Man, you're way too nervous all the time. People are thinking.
That's just me. I think there's a few things that lead me to be nervous about this game. I think two specific ones. One, I just do think Green Bay is better than people give credit for. I think people look at 2-7 matchup and they look at 11-6 and they're like, oh, well, we're 14-3. We're the 2 seed. They're the 7 seed. They are a better team than a normal 7 seed. There've only been 7 seeds for 5 or 6 years, but my gut would be they're probably the best 7 seed that has ever been. I don't know what that's saying, but it's certainly, I think they're closer to the fourth best team in the conference than the seventh. The other thing that I think makes me nervous, and this doesn't mean that the Eagles aren't going to perform, I think it's what is informing my nerves, is that I haven't seen the normal Eagles in a month.
You know, like we didn't see, when I say normal Eagles, I mean the Jalen Hurts led Eagles. We haven't seen that. And Jalen mentioned it during his press conference. We haven't seen a beginning to end Jalen Hurts normal Eagles game since the Pittsburgh game. That's a month. He was only in there for 8 plays versus Washington. So I think what tends to happen with me, at least, is if I don't see them performing at that level, I just they might as well have performed badly, you know. And they've actually played really well the last couple of weeks. But it just that I think that's where I am. I think the Green Bay's better than I think people are giving them credit for, and it also makes me nervous that I haven't seen the team performing as we are going to see them try to perform on Sunday.
Yeah, and like you said, the fact that Green Bay is kind of crazy. This NFC playoff picture is just ridiculous. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah, well, the West ended up with a, the West was very weird. The entire West was mediocre. Mm-hmm. And then the South, Tampa's good, but they're not.
Like, and that division isn't good.
Yeah, the division stinks. So you wind up with two teams that end up being higher seeds that I don't think are as good as Green Bay. Now, I'd rather play Green Bay than Tampa, for sure, as the Eagles. But I think Green Bay, if they were in a different, if they're in the South, they win the South. If they're in the West, they win the West,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, all right, Andy, appreciate your call as always, brother.
Cool, man.
Right.
Have a good weekend.
All right, brother.
See ya. Go Bird.
Go Birds is right.
Go Birds!
We do have Jaws coming up at 4, and we'll get back to your calls right after I tell you about your getting a brand new Hyundai. You can't screw around anymore. Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is going to make it fast, easy, and better. That's what they do. They're going to give you the gold standard treatment at Colonial Hyundai. Now, I know Gold Standard has weird memories here in Philadelphia, but it's all good at Colonial. It's fast, easier, better. John Ashdale, he's the car czar. The team at Colonial is going to make it fast because they've just got a ton of brand new Hyundais on the lot. So they have what you need. Over 200 vehicles in stock, 80 of them, less than 30 grand. So if you're worried about price, they have lower price brand new Hyundais too. Easy, low financing, as low as 0% on select 2024, 0%. You look at mortgage rates. How are we getting 0% financing on a brand new Hyundai? And also, they're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. Consistently recognized for doing that. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And every single brand new Hyundai at Colonial comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Plant-based Seth and media. Plant-based Seth, you're on WIP.
Yo, man, Kyle's killing me with that plant-based stuff. Just because I called up with both my damn feet on the ground and not beating my chest about how we're going to roll through Green Bay. I mean, this is the dang playoffs. I mean, I talked about, like...
Oh, so you're not really plant-based.
Oh, yeah, they got you in the system as plant-based.
I'm actually going out to 9 Prime tonight to eat some steak.
Oh, what? I thought I had a plant-based brother here. I guess I don't.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, right. By the way, you could come down and see me at the tattoo convention later this month.
Are you a tattoo artist?
Yeah, 25 years, man.
Oh, I didn't know that. Give a plug. Where do you tattoo out of?
Baker Street Tattoo and Media.
Oh.
And Old City Tattoo down on Second Market.
Oh, well, the Old City guys, I mean, go back a long way. Yep.
Yeah, same owner of our shop.
Ah, so, that's cool. That's cool. I thought I knew a guy, Goldberg.
That's my buddy. That's the owner.
Yeah, I went to school with his brother. So there you go.
Yeah, Andrew. Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yep. Anyway, go ahead. That's tattoo stuff.
Anyway, so
I've never been tattooed there. I'm not. I got tattooed at a convention one time. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
It's
fun to go and hang out, but you know what I mean? It's good stuff to see. But at any rate, I call in earlier because, this is what I was saying, I talked to Ike about this years ago with a Dallas game, and it was mid-season. You know, people calling up about how we're going to roll, we're going to destroy them, you know, it's going to be a blowout, we're going to not blow the doors off these guys. I mean, this game has everything in it for the Eagles to win. You know, it lines up on paper. They should win the game. I expect them to win the game, but I'm not going to say it's going to be a blowout. I expect it to be kind of a nerve-wracking game, and until they get rolling, until they show me on the field, you know, that chemistry is still there, I just can't get ahead of myself, you know, because we've seen other teams that were supposed to be, you know, a guaranteed win, and, you know, the Phillies in the past, most recently, you know, and it just doesn't work out. So I want to enjoy this and I want to have fun with it, but I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I expect this game to be like probably down to Jake Elliott coming through and winning on a field goal, but I don't think it's going to end the game like that. I think the defense ends the game, and I think we win 31-28.
Well, I'd much rather have, given how Jake Elliott has been iffy this year. I'd much rather it come down to the defense having to get a stop than Jake Elliott and a last second field goal.
I think he gets a field goal, but I think we give the ball back and we get our nerves knocked a little bit. Maybe Packers move it up to midfield, but I think we get an interception to end the game.
All right, I'll take that.
I could deal without that sort of scenario. Yes,
it'd be nice if
it's guaranteed that we're going to win. Okay,
how about Q getting his first interception to end the game in a defensive stand?
I like it.
I would like that.
I like it.
All right, Seth. Appreciate you checking in, man.
All right, later.
All right, Seth.
I can't tell you how I might have a heart attack if this game comes down to the Eagles are at the 31. With 4 seconds left, and we are counting on a 48-yard Jake Elliott field goal to win the game.
Yeah.
I might not see the end of the game. I might have a heart attack right there.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants that.
No.
I mean, we're trying to convince ourselves that we're confident.
Yes.
But there's no way in hell.
That you'd be confident in that? Oh,
no.
My God.
No.
Oh. See, no. Now
I certainly
Seth
would be nervous. Put it this way. My confidence level would be... If we're close to that 50, would you say 48 yards?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still 50 yards to me. Yep. So, yeah, that's... Man.
Don't. I want to be wrong. Yeah, sometimes people... my thing is, everything that I think negative about the Eagles, I hope to be wrong about. Mm-hmm. The ultimate goal for all of us is for this team to go in and blow their doors off. I hope Jalen goes 27 for 27 with 5 touchdowns. That would be great. But the Jake Elliott thing, man, I've that really shakes your confidence. When you have somebody who you always count on as reliable, and Jake Elliott has been as reliable as, you know, we've had one of the more reliable kickers
in the NFL.
This is
really the first year that
he's been
we've gone through this.
Iffy the way he is.
That
shakes me, you know, Jake Elliott, the way he is. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big Eye, Jackie. Hey, Jack's still at home doing skin-to-skin contact.
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
Skin-to-skin contact.
What the hell is going on? How long is paternity leave? We're going to have to get Honest Jack back in.
Man, I'm like, good Lord, that boy at home pumping bottles like crazy. He better put them things away and come on back to work, acting like he Jill. What's up, fellas? It's game day weekend, baby. I'm ready to fight. We got our quarterback back. Let's fight, baby. AJ better put a Coppertone knee sleeve on and get his tail in that game and fight. Come on, I got some Tiger Balm for daggone Devontae. What's that he needed? Put it on your back, baby. What's that? And stop spazzing out. We got to go. I want my neck long. We got to get it on. I don't want no close game. I don't want to depend on dead leg Fred to kick no 48 yarder or none of that.
Dead leg Fred.
I love for Q to get an interception, his first one, and take it to the house or something like that. But I don't want that. I want to beat somebody down. I like a little nervousness, but Spike, let's not be frantic. You're always a little nervous when you go into a game or you go into a fight. What's saying? Hey, baby, that ain't number some pre-workout right there. Let that thing pump you up and get you going, man. Once that first punch swung, swing back and knock him down, baby. I'm ready to let these cats come here. Let them be overconfident. Let them feel like they better than week one, and then we just stun them. I like Jalen being focused and not laughing and nothing like that. He don't need to give you that, Spike. Let him sit there and be focused, because when he's been acting like that this year, it's been working out when game time comes. Let's fight. Let's get it on. I'm ready. It's the postseason. It's one and done, but we got 6 weeks to go, baby, because we going to be rolling. Hey, don't look at my dad on Twitter. I got guys at work, this fat guy at work. Yeah, he's fat Dallas Cowboys fan. I don't mean nothing towards fat people. Don't take it what his name seriously. But this guy is going to put a Green Bay sign on top of his daggone Dallas Cowboy hoodie. And he said every week he's going to put another team, and that's his team every week. Like, that's the type of stuff we're dealing with. I want to make everybody feel bad for going against us. Look, we got beat up going into the at the end of the year and going into the postseason last week. I just want them to take all of that from last year, use it for the next six freaking weeks, baby. We going to get this game. Be scared of Tampa because that's who we going to get next. They're going to knock off Washington. And then we going to fight them, too. And then we going to put that to rest that daggone the head coach got to answer for Jalen. Not this week, not next week, not for the next 6 weeks. Get in my neck, low, I reach.
Yo, can I tell you a quick... Can I tell you a quick story that you just reminded me of that you're going to enjoy? So you mentioned Tiger Balm, right? So I was living in Conshohocken, so I was probably 23 years old. Had never used Tiger Balm before. Had never used Tiger Balm. And I pulled something, I guess you would say it was my groin. I pulled something, right? It was like right in the area in between my leg and you know what. So I find out. So I don't know what I'm doing. I buy the Tiger Balm and I'm like, well, I guess I should shower first, which I think isn't the move with Tiger Balm. I took a hot shower. I took the Tiger Balm. I threw it on and it was one of the five worst moments of my entire life. Do not put Tiger Balm on right after the shower. Not the move.
Oh, do not do that.
Yeah.
Man, you got to read that little print. It says, do not use while wet.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
I'm a moron.
But I ain't going to front. I had been putting some on. I had to use the bathroom real quick, and boy, that was not great. You ever been kicked in it? You ever been kicked in the tip of it playing basketball?
All right.
God,
I got
relax
that.
There, Yoshi.
Right. Yes, I was let Yoshi go. That was my fault. I said groin, the Yoshi. Yeah. You got to be careful.
We went down a whole different road.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Reminds me of Tornado Shapiro.
Yes, yes.
His appearance.
Me, Ike Reese, and had a vat of Tiger Balm. Speaking of Tornado, do you?
I was going to say, yeah, if you want a chance to possibly meet Tornado Shapiro and a lot of the other friends of Joe Conklin, you can see them and the City Rhythm Orchestra at It's Philly Sports Put the Music. That's right, It's Philly Sports Put the Music. You can check them out at the Asplen Concert Hall at Westchester University on Friday, February 21st, and at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey on Saturday, February 22nd. Get your tickets at joeconklin.com.
215-592-9494. Your calls and our guy Jaws next with his official Jaws prediction. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.